Hola.
Hola.
Bienvenidos a Lightspeed Spanish.
Bienvenidos.
This week we are dealing with names and introductions in Spanish. Getting to know you. Getting to know all about you. Doris Day. Ok, pues hablamos de todo en la segunda parte. Ok, Cynthia, in Spanish, when we're meeting somebody and you're introducing somebody, because we've done the hellos and everything, you know, but then you're going to, for example, you want to get to know somebody. How do you ask them what their name is?
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas? And what exactly, because that verb is llamarse, yeah?
Llamarse. To call oneself.
To call oneself. So when you say ¿cómo te llamas? Really, what are you saying?
What do you call yourself?
What do you call yourself? Is the question ¿cuál es tu nombre? Is that a common question?
I mean, you could say ¿cuál es tu nombre? Uh-huh. Is it the most common? No.
No. No.
No.
So ¿cómo te llamas? Yeah? What do you call yourself? And the answer?
Me llamo Cynthia. Me llamo Gordon.
Ok. ¿Te llamas Gordon?
No, me llamo Cynthia. Tú te llamas Gordon.
Oh, me llamo Gordon. Now, what's interesting is that it's double L. And as we were talking about in our alphabet one, the double L is a j sound, como te llamas, no? Or y, yeah? However, there is a common mistake, is
there
not?
You were going there towards the Argentinian y.
Sure.
Yo.
Yo me llamo. There is a common mistake with the double L, where people don't know that it's like a j sound,
mm-hmm.
and they just use a L. So when somebody says, me llamo.
Yeah, that's happened.
What does that mean?
I lick myself. So we have the verb lamer, which is to lick. But if you use it in reflexive, oneself, lamerse would be to lick oneself.
Oneself, yeah. So mm-hmm. me llamo.
Me llamo, yeah, very me different. Llamo. Me llamo and me llamo.
Okay. All right, so somebody says, well, me llamo Gordon. What are you going to say to them?
Vale. No, vale. Say,
Gordon, ¿qué nombre más interesante?
Gordon, ¿qué nombre más interesante? ¿Cómo se escribe? ¿Con A? ¿Con O? ¿Con E?
¿Con E? ¿Con I? ¿O con U?
¿Es Gordon? ¿Es Gordon? ¿Es Garden?
Todo eso.
Gordon has the most unfortunate name ever. I mean, apart from all of the gay Gordon...
Gordon is a moron.
Yeah,
Gordon Banks, the famous footballer. But that was okay. That was the only good Gordon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There was a train in the...
Gordon the train also.
Yeah. Who else was called Gordon and knew something?
Flash Gordon.
Flash Gordon, of course. Flash Gordon. Not only that, I mean that burden, but also when people write his name, we've seen everything. We've seen Gordon... Gordon, Garden.
That only happened in Morocco. That only happened in Morocco.
Have we seen it or not?
Saida garden. Used to say Monsieur Garden. And I was okay with that because she used to prefix it with Monsieur.
Yeah.
And that always sounded okay.
Yeah, it's a very but unfortunate name.
The name, the issue, and this is a problem with English that you don't have with Spanish. When somebody says Gordon... There is no vowel at the end. No. You've got no idea what that vowel could be. It could be any. It could be anything. And hence it is, often, when people write it.
So it doesn't have a problem here. But in Spain, gordo is fat.
Exactly. Exactly.
So it's just like...
The perception that people have.
Name.
People are expecting something different when they meet me.
It's Gordon. Gordon. Ooh, Gordon. Like, and also we have the on... Which is like an aumentative.
Problema. Problemón.
Problemón. Película, peliculón, ¿no? So we have Gordon. So it's a big fat guy.
Okay. I'm here to defy the meaning.
We don't really say gordon.
No.
Just for fun.
Yeah. Okay, so...
So I say, encantada de conocerte.
Encantada de conocerte. And would I say encantada de conocerte?
No, because you're a man, so you would say encantado.
Ah, okay. So if you're a man, because what you're doing with encantado is you're describing yourself, yeah? I am enchanted.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're a woman, you're going to say, I am enchanted, encantada.
Mm-hmm.
And then de conocerte. Do you have to say de conocerte?
You don't have to.
No. Because quite often I hear people just saying encantado.
Sí.
Encantado, yeah. Also, I've heard mucho gusto.
Mucho gusto. Mm-hmm. Mucho gusto.
And what does that mean?
Much pleasure.
It's a pleasure to meet you, I suppose. That's mm-hmm. what you're saying, isn't it? Yeah. Okay. So
you could also say mucho gusto en conocerte.
Mucho gusto en conocerte. Okay.
Much pleasure in meeting you.
Yeah. I suppose in the more formal moments, that would be the full sentences would be coming
out.
Yeah,
I mean, I wouldn't say that in like...
In a bar. After 5 pints. Mucho gusto en conocerte.
Yeah, it's like when we learn... I don't know if we still do that, but when we used to learn in English, you say, how do you do? So I learned, how do you do? How do you do? How do you do?
How do you do?
Nobody ever has said how do you do in Newcastle anyway, in that area, South Shields. Nobody said to me, how do you do? Oh, I really wanted to say how do you do.
You also learn the, it's very nice to meet you. Just as our neighbour used to, he used to drive all around England and he had learned 3 phrases. One of them being, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. Nice to meet you. Nice to meet you, he said.
Okay.
Nice to meet you.
All right.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to words. Nice to meet you.
Oh, yeah.
The first couple of years that when Gordon moved here to Spain, the first couple of years, now he's fine, but he would say, what did he say? And I was like, that's an English word, he said. And he would have to ask me what they said.
Just the other day, it happened. Just the other day. Somebody said something and I said to Cynthia, what's that? And it was an English word. I was just thrown because I'm listening in Spanish. And then there's this word. I go, what the hell is that? Yeah. So that happens.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
No.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. Nice to meet you. That was the neighbour, okay. Though.
Yeah, he had a special English, yeah. Fa con cre. It was time's getting on, but just as an aside, he came over once and Cynthia's dad had done reformed the front of the house, put some brickwork on and stuff like that, and he said, José, ya, tiene la casa como fa con cre. And I said to Cynthia, what's that? And she said, it's Falcon Crest. Okay. Oh, God, right. Okay.
But he's not from this area. He's also from... he's from Extremadura, so...
Yeah.
He's got a different accent.
So, el acento es Extremadura, ¿no?
Extremeño.
Okay. And then you know somebody, but imagine I'm with you and you want to present me to a friend. What do you say?
So my friend is...
You're presenting me to your friend, right? Because it's
okay, Jimena. Okay, so my friend is Jimena. Jimena, este es Gordon.
Este es Gordon. This is, yeah?
Y Gordon, esta es Jimena.
Ah, okay. So este es, because este is this masculine, and esta es feminine, this, yeah?
Another way I could say, Jimena, te presento a Gordon.
Aha.
I present you. I introduce
that sounds
you.
Sounds lovely, doesn't it?
I introduce you to Gordon. Te presento a Gordon.
Watch out, eh? Te presento a Gordon. That's the
te presento
a personal,
a Gordon.
The personal A when you're dealing with people, yeah?
Y Gordon, te presento a Jimena.
Okay, okay. Mucho gusto, Jimena. ¿De dónde eres?
Jimena. Jimena is very quiet, very shy.
No dice nada. Okay, and then as a little question. ¿De dónde eres?
¿De dónde eres?
¿De dónde eres?
¿De dónde eres?
From where are you? Yeah? Mm-hmm. From where are you?
Yes, because in Spanish, well, in English you would say, where are you from?
Mm-hmm.
But in Spanish we move that from forward to the beginning and we say, de donde eres.
Because
from where are you?
You can't finish a sentence in Spanish with a preposition, which is de. You can't do it. You shouldn't in English, but we do all of the time.
You do.
We do all of the time, yeah. Okay. So, and the answer, de donde eres? De donde eres tú, Cintia?
Soy de Madrid. Soy de España.
De España. Mm-hmm. Qué interesante. Soy de, and then wherever you are. So I am from. Yeah, because de is of or from. I'm of Spain. Yeah.
Of Spain. Well, yes, I'm of Spain.
And then in the small villages, in the very small villages in Spain, they don't say de donde eres, they say de quién eres.
De quién eres. Well, de quién eres is who are your parents.
Yeah. Who are you from?
Yeah, who are you from? ¿Y tú de quién eres? Del farmacéutico, I don't know.
Sí. Uh-huh. Okay. Excellent. Well, there you are. That's greetings.
Getting
to know you. Not Doris Day. It was Julie Andrews.
But you could ask more questions. Like, what do you do for a living? Where do you live?
Mm-hmm. I think we're going to cover those in other future lessons, yeah? So as not to overload.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Pero bien. And now you know all about our neighbour, who doesn't live there anymore. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Like something Obi-Wan Kenobi would say, like from Star Wars or something like that. Or is it Nanu Nanu? Nice to meet you.
I bet nobody could understand what he was saying. Because, not just because he was like really bad pronunciation, but also because English people, I don't know about Scottish, Welsh, Irish, I don't know. English people, which is the people I know, and also in the north, if you mispronounce the word a little bit, that's it. They don't know what you're talking about.
We're thrown.
I don't know. It's like they don't even want to deal with you. They just leave. It's true. And Spanish people make such an effort to understand. It's like, what are you saying? They're trying to decipher. Is that a J or a whatever? But English people, you have to really pronounce well the word.
Sure.
Otherwise, they don't know what you're talking about.
Still to this day.
Even a little bit, they go, no, I don't know what you're saying.
Still to this day. Sometimes Cynthia will say, what does this word mean? She'll say it and I go, I don't know what word that is. And it's only because she's just, the vowel is just slightly off. And I don't know what it is.
That annoys me so much because it's exactly the same word I said. And then it'll go, that's not how you say it. Honestly, you're missing the
monocle and the cup of tea.
Monocle and the tea.
How very dare you mispronounce English.
That's not how you say it. It is. And then he says the same word, exactly the same way as I said it. And I'm like, that's just what I said. No, you said. And then he says something completely different I didn't say. And I'm like, I just said that.
Well, and in there, we'll agree to disagree.
One day I'm going to record this conversation and,
yeah,
and you'll be the judge.
Yes, I think we'll all be the judge.
What was the last one that I asked you?
I can't remember, but it was... It's always those combinations of vowels.
Ooh,
like
yes.
An A-I, an E-I or something where they go a bit weird. Or a vowel with an E on the end of the word and it changes it. It's always something like that.
Or sometimes I'm watching something and there's a word that I don't know and I go, oh, I don't know that word. And I ask him, I mean, could I go to the dictionary? Yes, but why did I marry an English person?
I am a walking dictionary.
Not to go to the dictionary, of course.
It's the same with Cynthia. I'm watching something, I go, Cynthia, what's that word? And she has to go in word reference.
Sometimes I don't know what it is in English.
Yeah.
Like, you ask me really difficult words and I'm like, I don't know what I would say.
Well, because at this stage, when I see a word that I don't know, it's an unusual word because I've heard most of the words. So it's when, like, something I've never heard before, obviously, is not usual.
But I'm going to, oh my God, I'm going to start doing that. You're just giving me an idea. When you say something, I'm going to go, how do you say that? No, that's not how you say that. You say it, and I'm going to say exactly what you said. It's going to get out. Oh, I've got a new plan now.
So this is war. Okay. Bueno, entonces, eso es todo.
We'll win anyway if there's a war on.
Why?
I'm not saying anything, because, I mean,
well,
we will.
If we look back in the past.
Yes.
If we look back in the past.
Yes.
You know, you haven't got a good track record.
Spain is the country which has
invencible.
La Armada Invencible, that's all false. Leyenda negra, parte de la leyenda negra. I'm going to ask Alberto about this.
Okay, let's not get into that. Ahora nos vamos.
La perfida Albion. Y nos vemos.
Hasta
adiós.
Luego, adiós. Es Tobiste, ¿no? Es el
otro. Tú con el puñete de vale. ¿Quién es? Tú mismo.
No sé quién Julie es. Andrews, ¿no? Es Julie Andrews. Okay.
No sé quién es.
No sé
tú mismo te metes en no esos berenjenales.
Porque
no,
me parece
no
tan gracioso eso.
Qué
okay.
Persona, de verdad.
Ok, bien.